should be created, koydem shenivro elam, before the world was created. But Hashem didn't. V'loy nivro, and He did not create them. In zomar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'shos l'mechol dor v'dor, Hashem spread them out in all the generations, v'hein ein azeponim. These are the people that are azeponim, that don't have respect. Shrashi koydem shenivro elam means, nigzer aleim liboris lios koydem man Torah. Really, man Torah was supposed to be first given after 1,000 generations. L'kayim ha-shenemar dover tziva l'elavdor. Hashem says, l'elavdor, that will be the dover, that will be the Torah. Ruya oysa Torah l'nosan l'soif elavdor. Really, Hashem should have given the Torah after 1,000 generations. U'kishiro shein olam eskayim b'loi Torah, because Baruch Hu saw the world cannot exist without the Torah, is omad v'tordam v'nosan l'soif chof v'avdoris. Hashem gave the Torah after 26 generations. Me'yodam rishon ad Moshe Rabbeinu. There were 26 generations. So his extra 974, he spread out all over the future generations, and he's dashing now the Gnai for the beard, that these were the Azei Ponim, these were the people that don't have respect. Shebador. For Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar Asher, Koim Tula Bracha. No, if I can't, it means there's a Bracha, these were good people. Who, Dechsev, the Pasuk says, who Dechsev, the Pasuk is talking about, the Tzadikim. That means, Eilu Talmidei Chachamim, Shem Hizkamotim Atzmon Adivrei Teilu Bolam Azeh. That they work very hard, they lower themselves on this world, learning Torah. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megalo Lehen, Soy the Olam Habo. When they come up to Olam Habo, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megalo to them the Soydus of the Torah. Things they didn't understand on this world, Hashem explains to them on the next Olam Habo. Shenem the Pasuk says, Nohor Yoytzek Yisoydim. Her goes out, Yisoydim means that the Yisoydus would be told to them later on. Omalei Shmuel Lechaya, so Shmuel said to Chaya Bar Rav, Bar Rai, he was the son of a big Talmud Chochem, that so Shmuel told him, Toakom, Emelechom Milsa Mahani Mila Miao Yisa, let me tell you over some very good things to have the Omer Ovuch, that your father used to say. So Shmuel was coming to Chaya Bar Rav now and telling him over things that his father said. Said like this, Kol Yoyim Eviyoyim every day, Nivroyin Malachai Hashoris. There are no Malachi Asheris created. Minohor Dinor, from Nohor Dinor. The Amri Shira, and they say Shira to Hashem Abatli, and then they're just destroyed. That's the whole creation, is just to say Shira to Hashem. Shenem Apostle says, Chadoshim Labkorim Rabbe Munasecha. Shrashi Rabbe Munasecha, Rabbe Tilasecha Leim. There's a lot of tila that they're saying. Upligi the Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni. The Hiyagas on the Shmuel ben Achmeni. The Yomer of Shmuel ben Achmeni, Yomer of Yonasim. Kol Dibor v'Dibor sheyetzim apia Kodesh Baruch Hu. Every Dibor, every word that comes out of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's mouth is Nivro Mimenu Malach Echad. There's a Malach that's created from every Dibor of Hashem. Shenem the Pasuk says, B'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. With the words of Hashem, the Shemayim was created, of Ruach Piv, Kol Tzavon. And also, Ruach Piv from his mouth is Kol Tzavon. That's his whole Tzavon, the Malachim. Kostav Echoreim, one Pasuk says, Levushe Kiseleg Chir. This is new Kasha now. One Pasuk says, Levushe, the Lovush by Hashem, is white, Kiseleg Chir, like white snow, Vesayi Reshe Kiyomer Nikiyah, Noka. And his hair is white, like white wool. V'ksiv, another pasuk says, Koitsoisov Taltalim Shchiris, Kerev, that Hashem's hair is black like an arrow, like a raven. Shchiris Tzmira. So Mer says, Lekasha, Kan v'yeshiva kan b'machoma. Depends what Hashem is doing. When Hashem is sitting down in peaceful times, then he's like a zokin, it looks like white. When it's out m'choma, the Mer says, the Yom Amar, Ein l'cho no v'yeshiva l'zokin. Who is good to be in yeshiva, sitting down, with peaceful time, that's like a zokin, an older person, Hashem looks like white. But the best one to go out to fight is with young, so therefore then Hashem has black hair, as if to say it looks like a gibor, like a young gibor. Kosev Echorem, one pasuk says, Karseho Sevivon Dinur. Trashi Mashma Kisa Yechot. Mashma is one Kisa in front of Hashem. Karseho Sevivon Dinur. Hashem's Kisa came out from fire from the dinner. The Kosev Echoremer, Aden Karson, Romo Vyatik Yemen Yosef. Mashma Karson, plural. There were two Kisais. So Mashma Hashem has two kiseis next him. Rashi Kasson Rama. Yeah. So that's the steer in the two psukim here. That one pasuk is Mashmi, only has one kisei, and one pasuk is Mashmi, he has two kiseis. So Gemara answers, Loi Kasha. Echod Loi, v'yechod l'dover, enechnami. One is Fim, and one is for Dover HaMelech. That Hashem has a special kisei for Dover HaMelech. Kiratani, like we learned, Echod Loi, v'yechod l'dover, divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva said, that's what's on the psukim. Hashem has a special kisei next to him for Dover HaMelech. Omo Loi, Rabbi Yosef Lili. Akiva, ad mosayat oisa shchina choyl. How could you make that the shchina Hashem choyl? Shrashi choyl. Lo hishiv adam betzido. Do you say that Hashem put someone right next to him? It can't be. Elo, but it's pshat in the two kiseis like this. Echol ledin v'echol tzedaka. Hashem has one kisei sits on when he does din, judgment, and one is tzedaka, like barachmin, two different kisei Hashem has. It's a kisei of rachmin, a kisei of din. Kibla minei, the Gemara says, or le kibla minei. Did he accept it or not? So Tosh, you know, did he accept this answer or not? They say that there's not one for Dovra Melech, but rather one was for Din and one was for Tzedaka. Toshima, Echol Din, V'Echol Tzedaka, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. You see, he accepted it. One is for Din and one is for Tzedaka, it's good. Omo lo Reb Loza ben Azariah. So Loza ben Azariah said, even this is not right pshat. Akiva, Malach Leitz L'Agoda. What are you doing, learn Darshning Psukim by Hagoda? Klach midvrosecho eitzel negoyim v'olis. Go rather learn the shtakr and yonim. Hey, go learn mishnayis negoyim oilis. Don't go into dashnim sukkim here. Why? They didn't like his pshan the pasuk either. Elo echo the kisev yechel leshafrif. About there's only one kisei Hashem has, not two kiseis. So what the pasuk means is Hashem has the chair, the kisei, for shafrif. That's the footstool he has. Kisei leishiv olav, the kisei has to sit on, and shafrif ladoim raglov. That's the footstool that he puts his feet on. That's the pshat on the two psukim. So Avad Hashem himself only has one kisei. Just one is to sit on and one is for his foot. Shenema, the pasuk says, Hashemayim kisei, the Shemayim is Hashem's kisei, the yoretz adam raglai. And the yoretz, that's the place where his feet stay. So that's the two things. There's a kisei and there's a footstool. Kiyosi Ravdimi Yomer. When Ravdimi came, he said like this, Shemayna asara klolois kilo Yishayo es Yisrael. That Yishayo gave 18 different curses about Klal Yisrael. They're saying the bad things that's happening to Klal Yisrael. Again, Yishayo was right before the Churban Abayis. He was saying about the klolos. He was telling Klal Yisrael all the bad that you are doing. Strashi kilo Yishayo es Yisrael klema nisnaba leyim yutches pronis. He said about them, you're going to get back 18 punishments for all the ra, all the bad that you are doing. But still, the Morris says, "Lo niskara daitoi." He did like finish. He said, "This is not enough." At shomalem amikras zetul. He said the last pasuk that yiravu hanar bezokin. So to come a time that the young children are going to act not nice to the zokin, the older person. V'hanikla v'nichbat. And the nikla means a person that's not respectful is going to be like a ruler over the nichbat, over the respectful person. That there'll be a chutzpah that the young ones won't look up to the zokin. They'll talk back to the older people. Rashi, Yiravu means his goal. They'll think they're greater. As the young will think they're greater than the older, and the nuclear people that are not respectful will think they're greater than the respectful people. Now, Shmei Nasar Klolis Maninu. What are the psukim where Yishayo said these 18 klolis? The Yechsev the Pasuk says, Kihi Nehu Adon Hashem Tzavokos. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mesim Yishlaim is going to take away from Yishlaim and Yehuda from Yehuda. Mishon, that is one klol, one peronius. Hashem is going to take away the support, or Mishana, also the support. What does this mean? Kol Mishan Lechem and Kol Mishan Mayim. The support of bread and the support of water. Gibor, there's going to be no Gvur, take away the Gibor, the strong people. V'Yish Mechama, take away the Yish Mechama. Shofet V'Novi, is going to take away from Klal Yisrael, the Shofet, the Nevi'im. V'Koysem, V'Zokein, we'll see what the more will explain each one. The Sarch of the Zokin, Sarch Hamishim, the head of 50, when the Sui upon him, people that are respectful to give, to act nice to, the Yoyis, people that give you counsel, the Chocham and Charshim, people keep quiet, the Novin that understand, Lochush here. That Hashem will take away all these Choshmah people, Hashem will take away from Klal Yisrael. For Nasati, what Hashem going to give them because of the Averis, Naorim, Sarayim, the young people will be their kings, and the young kids will rule over them. that's what's going to be instead of the Chachomim, they're going to have young kids. Right, and now it explains. Mishon, what does it mean Hashem will take away the support? Elu Bali Mikra. There's not going to be any more Bali Mikra. They won't know Chumash world. They won't know the Mikra. Mishana, the staff-like, Elu Bali Mishnah. These are the people that know Mishnayis well. Hashem is going to take away from Klai Yisrael, there won't be any more people to know Mikra and to know even Mishnayis. Kegoin, Rabbi Yehuda ben Taima, the Chaderov. These are the people that really know Mishnah. Pligi bor a pop of rabbonis, a machlekes a pop of rabbonin. Chadama once said, Sheish meyo is sidrei Mishnah. He namely Mishnayisin, Rabbi Yehuda ben Taima had. He had 600 sidrei Mishnah. That's called knowing real Mishnah. We only have Shisha Sidra Mishnah, we only have. He had 600. In other words, by him, Mishnayisin were Klolim, and he had so many different Klolim. He was Makabah from his Rebbe, he had 600 Mishnayisin. That was called the Baal Mishnah. And Vechadama one says, no, Sheven Meyos Sidra Mishnah. He had 700 different storm of Mishnayisin. That's how much Torah he knew. Vaita, Kol Mishan Lechem. What does it mean, Kol Mishan Lechem? Pasuk says that means Elo Bali Talmud. Hashem is going to take away people that know Gemara. Bali Talmud are going to be taken away. Rashi says Lechem Elo Bali Ashas. She yesh nismoich al harosan kismichas lechem. Just like you are satisfied in bread, that's what keeps you going. Who are then Bali Haror? People know Gemara. They're also musmoch. We rely on them. Now Hashem will take away Kol Mishan Lechem. She nemen the pasuk says Lechu Lachmoi Balachmoi. So Mashma, these are the people that the Baal Haroah will be taken away. The Chol Mishan Mayim, all the support of water, what does that mean? Eila Baal Yagoda, people not a darshan, Baal Yagoda, say all the stories, the mice is in the Gemara. She Moishchen Libor Shal Odom Kemayim, like Musa, that's Moishchen, it draws your leiv like water, it draws you closer to Hashem. Really, the Vilna Gaon used to say, his Musa Sefer was Dain Yaakov. I mean, just learning through Haggadis and Shas, the Haggadis, that's Moshe Chalev, that Mamash makes your heart draw closer to Hashem. Kemayim Bagoda. Gibor, what does Gibor mean? Zu Bali Shmus. Somebody knows over all the Bali Shmus means things you heard over from your Rebbe. Things that don't say in the Gemara, but you heard it over from your Rebbe. That's called a Shmua, what you heard over. Shashi Bal Shmuis. He owed over a lot of lochas from his Rebbe, and it's in his mouth, clearly, he could say it over. That's called Baal Shmuz, these were also taken away. Is that what Hashem took away an army? Doesn't mean people know how to fight mamish, it means people know how to fight in learning Torah. They know how to talk back and forth, like Tamir Chomim, they argue back and forth, that's called Machamta Shatorah. He says a Svarah this way, and he says, no, you're wrong, he brings a proof. This Gemara is a proof, not Gemara, that's called Machamta Shatorah. Shoifet, what's a Shoifet? Zadayin, Toshit, Shedan de Nemes Lamitoy. A Shoifet means a judge that passed in the right halacha, Dan de Nemes Lamitoy. Novi Kemashmo, Hashem takes away Nevi'im, that's like it says, there won't be any more Nevi'im in Klai Yisrael. Kaisim, what does a Kaisim mean? Zemelech. A ruler, it means the melech. Shenema kisa mashiv se melech. It means Hashem took away, there won't be any more malachim in Klal Yisrael.
All right, turn over.
Zokin, what does Zokin mean? Zesherol yeshiva. Someone that's right, a sin yeshiva, and he's not to be the Rosh Yeshiva. Someone that's a big Talmud Chacham. Trashi, lo leisha be yeshiva, v'litum imenu etza, you should be able to take advice from him. B'chol dov v'chochma, anything you want to ask, he could come, you can ask him and he'll tell you. That's called by yeshiva. He could sit down peacefully and talk over all your problems, he'll tell you divrei chochma. Sar chamishim, what's the head of chamishim? Al tikri, sar chamishim, don't read the head, the ruler of chamishim, el sar chumshim. It means the head of a chumish. That means zeh sheyodeya lisav litim chamisha chumsha Torah. Somebody knows clearly chamisha chumsha Torah, clear back and forwards. He could like argue back and forwards. He knows it clearly. Davrach, another pshat is sa chamisha one of sa the head of 15 kiri avavua like a avavua. The yom rabbi avavua mikan shein mamidin miturgmim alatibor pochus mechamishim shona. If you have, when a Rashiv is giving a drasha, whoever's giving the drasha, you have a maturgmim, somebody that interprets it, that says it over in their language, they understand it. He has to be at least 50 years old. So that's what Sacha Misha means. He was 50 years old. The interpreter was 50 years old. But the Nesu Yeponim was taken away. What's called Nesu Yeponim? Zeh Shenoisnim Ponim L'doroi Bavuroi L'mala. That means in Shemayim, they respect this person and they act nice to this world because of that tzaddik. K'goring the Mechanina Ben Dois L'mata. So Reb Chanina Ben Dois L'mata, the more says Reb Chanina Ben Dois, Kol Olam Nizun B'Shur Chanina B'ni. That the whole world got there and Mizoinus was fed because of Chanina B'ni, Chanina Ben Dois. And going to Yehua by Kisri, yeah. And going to Yehua by Kisri, he also. The Bible says because of each tzaddikim in Shemayim they give a lot. Rashi says, "Kira Bavua, lahamed lofon, yilamata noisapon bavur l'doroi shakol nizun beschusoi." Hashem feeds us beschus the tzaddikim. Going to Chanina ben Doisa, Chanina b'Yalma, kol olam meina nizun yala b'shvil Chanina b'ni. The whole world gets the nourishment because of Chanina b'ni. Once heard the pshat, and wanted to say the pshat is that when a tzaddik does mitzvahs, he deserves to get reward. That's the mitzvahs. When you do a mitzvah, Hashem gives reward. A tzaddik doesn't want reward for himself. He tells Hashem, give reward to somebody else. So l'maisa, a mitzvah, the pshat, we always say, schar mitzvah mitzvah. The schar for doing a mitzvah is another mitzvah. And the pshat is, Hashem likes to give. And if you give Hashem the opportunity to give, that's also a mitzvah. Now, what is, if you do a mitzvah, that gives Hashem the opportunity to give. So, tzaddikim do mitzvahs, they give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the opportunity to give. Now, who do you get? Usually it goes to you. But if you're a big tzaddik, you tell Hashem, I don't need it, don't give it to me, give it to other people. So, because the Chanina ben Dois, he was such a big tzaddik, all his chusim, all the reward that he was supposed to get, he said, don't give it to me, give it to the whole generation. So, the whole generation, plus those mefanes, got substance because of Chanina ben Dois. That's what it says. Chanina b'ni was enough for Cheruv. He had one box of tree from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. That's all he ate. He didn't need more. The rest he gave away to his old door. That's from the same shot by Rebbes. Some people in Chassidus are like that. At the brach, we get a brach the same thing. The way he gives a brach is, his chusim gives away to other people. At tzaddikim all don't need the reward for themselves. So they need to give it away to other people. So such a matzav, a tzaddik give away his reward to other people. Weiter. Yoitz, what does Yoitz mean? Sheyedei ala avishonim. They know how to make the year an extra year. An extra month in the year. Ulekfei echadoshim, to be kovei echadoshim, know exactly when the Rosh Chodesh is. Vechochom, what's a chochom? Ze talmide, talmid, ha-machim es raboisev. A talmid that makes his Rebbe smart. That's called a chochom. Because he listens good to shir, and he asks good questions, and because of that, his Rebbe also becomes smart. Charoshim, what's charoshim? Charoshim means people keep quiet. Bishor means Bishor Shapaseh Vadivri Torah Kol Nasim Tichoshim. That when he starts giving a shear, everybody's quiet. Everybody's like dumb. And there's this guy, he gives such a shear, everybody else has to be so quiet. V'novun, what does novun mean? Understanding Zehamevin Dovim Etech Dovim. Somebody understands one thing from another thing. That's called a mevin. You know one halacha, and from this halacha you can understand something else also. That's called a mevin. Yeah. Lochush, what does that mean? Zeshiroyo limtsaloy divrei Torah, shenitna balachas. She's a person that deserves to have Torah that was given over quietly. Hashem gave the Torah over balachash quietly. Rashi says, Kugain av bezdin v'liba. Yeah. Doesn't say why it's quietly. Yeah. Then he says back, instead of all this, Hashem is going to give that there'll be Norim Sarayim, the young kids will be the princes, will be the heads. Mai v'nasati Norim Sarayim, Omer Abloza, Elu v'nei Yodim, Sheminoarim in Amitzvahs, that they're empty from mitzvahs, those are going to be the new rulers. And v'talulim yimshlovom, and the young kids will be rulers over you, Omer Apopo bar Yaakov, Tali b'ni tali. Tali b'ni tali. I mean the fox, the son of a fox. Like he doesn't know anything and his father also didn't know anything. These are the people that are going to rule over us. But still Yeshayo wasn't satisfied yet. Hashomelem to tell them the worst klola. This is the worst klola. That Yiravu Hanar Bezokin. Now comes such chutzpah that the young people will be think they're greater than the older generation. What does that mean?
that the people don't have any mitzvahs, Yiravu b'mishim amulu b'mitzvahs. They'll think they're greater, they'll have gaivu over the Talmid Chachamim, the people that do have mitzvahs. Kerimayn, like mamish people are full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate. V'ha nikla b'nichvad, what does that mean? Nikla means somebody that doesn't deserve respect. They'll think they're greater b'nichvad, somebody that deserves respect. Yovu mi, shechamuroi z'doim lo kakalis. Somebody that even the chomer that commits this, to him is like nothing. It's like kal, very easy. And they'll think the irrevel, they think they're greater than me, shekala is doim along the chamuris. And dabra nichpad means somebody takes even the smaller things very seriously. Every little mitzvah takes seriously. Every little averi takes seriously. So these new will think they're greater than the old. Omer Rav Ketina, afilo bisho bishas kishloin nashim shlaim. Even at the time when Yishlaim was being destroyed, loipaskum hem bali amona. There was always bali amona by Klal Yisrael. There was always some bali amona was still there. People that still had, you could still have trust in. Shenamar Apostle says, ki yitfosh ish biyochiv, beis oviv, that one person hold on to his brother and saying, sim lo lecho, you have a clothing, kotzen tielon, you should be our leader. That what does that mean? Dvorim shebne yodim ischasin besimlo yesh netachos shedecha. Things that people hide underneath them, like the clothing, you have, in other words, you're a Talmud Chochem. So they'll come to these Bali Amun and say, you're great, you should be the leader. Trashi yesh netachos min kolema ataboki. Ben, you're a boki in these in Torah, so you should rule over us. V'ya mechshol ha'azois. But this mechshol, what does that mean? Mava mechshol ha'azois. It means dvorim shein b'nei yodim oimdim aleim elim kem nichshu behem. Certain things you don't understand the right way until first you make a mistake. From your mistakes you learn. There are certain things you only learn the right way after you made a mistake. That's called dvorim shein b'nei yodim oimdim aleim elim kem nichshu behem. First you nichshu, you make the mistake, and you learn from your mistakes. So yesh netach shedecha. These people know it already, and they went through life. So they wanted them to be the rulers. Is Yisa b'yayim hu leimur lo yeya choyvesh. These people themselves answered back and said, no, we don't want to be the rulers, and v'beisi ein lechem, we don't have any bread there, we ain't sin, we don't have any clothing.
Don't make us the rulers over the people. Then now the Gemara adoption is the Pasuk, that Yisa, what does it mean, Yisa, ein Yisa, el aloshin shvur? It all means a loshin of swearing. Shenema, the Pasuk says, lo yisisa Hashem alakecha. Don't swear with Hashem's name.
You don't swear by Hashem's name.
What does that mean?
I was not from the people that was chayvish, that was like bound to the base of medrash. In my house, I don't have any lechem. I don't have any food, any clothing. What does that mean? They answered back to say, you think we know a lot? No, we don't know anything. That's what they swore back, like, we don't want to be the ruler, because we don't know. Shein biyod ilay mikra v'lay mishnah. We don't know mikra, we don't know mishnah. V'lay gemara. They don't know any gemara.
So this is the proof, like we said before, that there were anshei amana, that there were people trustworthy, like here, there's mana churban abayis, they did not lie, but they said, we do not know gemara, we do not know mishnah. So you see, there are bali amana. Gemara says, no, maybe here there's no proof. If they would have said we did learn, they would have said prove it. Like, so that's why they didn't want to lie. But maybe they weren't that trustful. Gemara says, no, gomar v'shochach. Just for that, they could have said, true, we learned, but we forgot. But since they said, no, we did not learn in the first place, that shows they were bali amona, they were trustworthy people.
They were trustworthy people. But the people told them, you know a lot. And they said back, no, don't make the mistake, we don't know. So you see, they're trustworthy people. So Morris says, no, here's no proof. Dilma shani yosom, tiyomalu gemirno, amrulay aimalon. That they couldn't lie, because they would have said yes, like we do know. So they would have said, okay, show. Like, put up. Show us what you know. So therefore, they had to say we don't know. Because if they would have agreed that we do know, right away they would have been caught. They would have asked them, inshallah. And they say they can't tell. So that's not called bali amona. So Morris says, no. What they should have said better is that we learned and we forgot. Since they said they didn't learn in the first place, that's called Bali Amona. My loyeya chayvish, what does it mean I wasn't like locked up? Loyeya chayvish klal.
Like I did not learn at all, I didn't learn anything.
So far, there were Bali Amona there.
This Moria's aim is not that way. V'yoma rovo loichorbu Yerushalayim at sheposku mimenu bal yemona. Yerushalayim was only chor first after it stopped all the trustworthy people. Shenem the pasuk says shertetu b'chutzas Yerushalayim uru nadu ubikshu b'chay v'seho im timse ish im yeshoyse mishpat mevakeh shemona v'yestlachlo. Hashem's like, we're going to find anybody in Yerushalayim that has a mona and I'll forgive you. Mashmat, Yerushalayim was only chori after there was no more Bali and mona. Nobody was trustworthy anymore. It wasn't like Kasha.